Well, hello. Thank you so much for having us here with you today. It's such a wonderful privilege to be here at St. Alfred's today and to be sharing our journey with you. Steph and I, for as long as we can remember, have always wanted to be missionaries. We've grown up in a mission-minded church. We've been exposed to different mission all around the world, different types of mission. We've worked on the Tiwi Islands for 5 years, and we have a deep desire for people to from every tribe, nation, language, to come to know our Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And this has kind of culminated in us going to Bible college, to applying with CMS, and to be standing here before you today as CMS missionaries about to head out on the field. We know that without the support of churches such as yourself, we wouldn't be able to go. So thank you. We're so excited about partnering with St. Alfred's because we know that you as a church body have a deep heart for Australia's First Nations people. And we know that as we go as an extension of your church, of that heart and the desire that people of our Australia's First Nations people would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. So today we're going to talk about our partnership together in the gospel, St. Alfred's and us, and how you might be involved in what God is doing in North Australia.
There's a long, rich history between CMS and Noombawa. In the 1950s, Len Harris was a missionary in Nukor, or what was known as the Roper River Mission. And he decided that it was really important that the Bible be translated into a language that the local people could understand. So together he and two ladies translated the book of Mark. And as they did that, night after night, Len would read the book of Mark by the campfire. When he got to the end, there was a man named Marty who just disappeared. No one knew where he'd gone. But what had happened was he had walked the 155 kilometres back to where his people were. When he got there, he gathered 60 of them and they built canoes and travelled back down the coast of Arnhem Land and up the Roper River to where Len was. When they got there, Marty found Len and he said to him, "You must read this good word to my people." And so, night after night, around the campfire, Len read through the book of Mark to Marty and his people. When they got to the end, Marty stood up and he said, "This is the truth." When Len asked him what made him realize that this was the true word and of the true and living God, which story it was that had helped him make his mind up, Marty said to him, "It wasn't a story. I always thought that Jesus was a white person's God, but now I know he speaks my language." So after that, Marty invited some of the CMS missionaries to set up another mission in on their country. And that is the mission that was called Rose River and is now the community of Noombawa. So we're going into a long and rich history, not only with CMS, but with the gospel and the people of Noombawa. Yulki, the church leader, was on those first canoes that went back to the community of Noombawa when it was set up as a mission. We also have a long, rich history with my family. My great auntie Jane and her husband Colin were CMS workers in Noombawa for 25 years. God has definitely been making a way for us to go to Noombawa.
So where are we going again? Steph has just mentioned that we're going to Noombawa, and you'll be able to see on your screen the little highlighted in red place. And Noombawa is about 10 hours drive from Darwin, about 7 hours drive from Katherine. In Noombawa, there's a population of about 700 people. Their main language group is Uboy, and Creole is their second language. There are services in the community, and they are the school, the shop, the clinic, the church, the police station, the boat ramp, and the airport. You'll be able to see that now. You can see now there's also a picture of the main street in town, a picture of our Dyson house, a picture of the view from the front of our house, and then a picture of the church. The church floor you'll notice is sand, and Ezekiel is very excited to be able to make sandcastles during church time. Well, I wonder, as we think about Numbawa and what that will be like for us living there, if you could think back to your time in lockdown. In your 5 kilometre radius, how many supermarkets or shops could you access? How many cafes and general services were available to you? Now, as I said before, in Numbawa there's one shop, and it's more like a small IGA rather than a bigger Woolworths. I remember when we lived in Melbourne during the lockdown, there was about 25 large supermarkets in our 5K radius. And I wonder, as you think about lockdown and how restrictive that was for you and for each of us, I wonder if you would consider how you might be caring for us and our family while we live in isolation. That may not be so much different than what we've experienced during lockdown. Would you care for us by reading our newsletter and responding with some prayer points of your own? Would you care for us by remembering the kids' birthdays, by sending us care packages? You see, these things and the things that you do that care for us remind us that we're not alone, that others are walking this journey with us. And it encourages us in those moments that are difficult, like lockdown, that there are people who are walking alongside us.
So, why Numbawa, and what on earth are we going to be doing in such a small place? Well, about 8 years ago, Yorkie started praying that CMS would send more missionaries to Numbawa to walk alongside the locals and to train and equip them with the gospel. And that was about the time we started thinking about what it is we'd like to do when we were in full-time ministry. God has definitely made a way for us to go to Numbawa. And I think our time on Tiwi really helped us to understand the importance of listening to local leaders and listening to local people, to hearing the First Nations voice, and to be passionate about empowering them as leaders in their communities. So, for the first term, which is almost 3 years, our hope is simply to learn language, to grow in our understanding of culture, to listen a lot, and to just be part of the community. We don't plan to go in and take over, but we want to go in as facilitators, as people with knowledge that we can share, who go to people who have knowledge that they can share. We want to be vulnerable in mission. We want to be learners, and we want to listen to what the First Nations people have to say. Our long-term hope is that we can use the skills that we have from Bible College and from our time on Tiwi to help the local Christians to apply what the gospel means to them in their daily lives, to help them to see how Jesus can change their culture and also fit into their culture, to help them to see that Jesus is everything that they need and more. And I think that we are really passionate about it being not about us, but about them. And our hope is that as we go in and learn, we can share what we know, but learn more and more about who Jesus is. The same Jesus here in Melbourne, here in Victoria, is the same Jesus that's there in Numbawa. And our role is to help the local people to see how he can change their lives.
Well, when Steph and I worked on the Tiwi Islands, we learned a lot about what it meant to be walking alongside and working under the leadership of local Indigenous people. We worked under the governance of an Indigenous board who ran our school, and we worked in conjunction with a Tiwi teacher in each of our classrooms. And I remember when I first moved up to the Tiwi Islands and I went into my classroom, I rearranged it into the way that I thought would be best for the kids to learn. But I quickly learnt that the kids on the Tiwi Islands were much different to the kids in the classrooms I dealt with down here. and things didn't go to plan. The classroom layout just wasn't working for me. And so I said to my assistant teacher one day, Ozzie, what's happening with our classroom? It's just not working. It's not working the way I've set it up. And he goes, well, you know what, Josh, that's because you set it up in a way that isn't complementary to our culture. You see, in our culture, our kids learn best in their clan groups, but the way you set it up, you're bringing shame to some kids because of who you've got them sitting next to. You're sitting people who next to each other who don't talk to each other culturally. And so Ozzie and I then sat down and we created a seating plan that would suit our kids. You know, it's if I didn't have that knowledge, if I wasn't walking alongside a local person in my role, I would have continued persevering with a seating plan that was never going to work. But because I had that local knowledge, I was much more effective in what I was trying to accomplish. And, you know, that's what it will be like for us as we go as church support workers to work alongside Indigenous church leaders and be training and equipping a local people. We can't do that without partnering alongside local people who have the knowledge and the understanding of culture in that area. So we go to Noongar as learners to learn the culture, to learn the language so that we might be effective in training and equipping people in the gospel. Would you pray for us as we go that we'd be able to find a suitable people to help us learn language and culture? Would you pray for us as we walk alongside the local leaders that they would be willing to share the knowledge that we need to be able to be effective in that setting? And would you pray for us that as we develop our knowledge and understanding of the culture, that we would be able to contextualize the gospel well and help those who are walking alongside be growing in the gospel so that they might be able to share their love of Jesus with the community around them?
I think the most common thing that I hear, no matter who I talk to or where I go, is I could never do what you're doing. But I like to remind people that God doesn't ask everyone to do what we're doing. However, God does ask us to be part of what he's doing in the world. And without people like you here at St. Alf's in Blackburn Sending, then people like us couldn't go to places like Noongar. So we're so grateful that you are so willing to partner with us. And today I just wanted to ask, are you a sender or are you someone who might consider going? If you're someone who might consider going, please talk to us or someone on staff. Send us an email or give us a phone call and chat more about what it means to go and share the good news in places where it's less accessible. And if you don't think that you are someone who would go, would you consider supporting the work that CMS is doing in North Australia and around the world financially? Would you consider supporting us? We're so grateful that people like you give so generously from the resources that God has given so that we can do the work in places that don't have the same access to the gospel that we have here in Victoria. We're so grateful for this partnership between us and St. Alf's and between CMS and St. Alf's. And we're really looking forward to growing in getting to know you as a church and getting to know the people that go over the next months and years. We're thankful that you're praying for us as we go. If you'd like to get more news about what you can be praying for, we do have a newsletter that you can sign up to. We also have prayer cards that you can pick up with information about what we're doing and ways that you can support us financially and prayerfully. So please do see someone to get one of those or contact someone to get one of those if you're interested.